February 14th, Dr. Keel.
In the name of Him who is Savior and Lord. Each chapter of our lesson is one of the most glorious chapters of certain hope and abiding comfort for those who are God's children. The words which Mr. Christ just read to us are words which may be characterized as a great triumph of faith. As we look at the setting of Romans 8, we note that Paul wrote this chapter specifically to provide abiding hope and certain comfort for those who are God's own. And in so doing, he stresses again and again the role of God's Spirit written through the word and sacrament to make and to keep us members of God's family. In the opening verses of chapter 8, Paul stresses that through Christ we have been freed from the rule of sin and of all evil. Christ has won the victory for us over sin and death and the devil. And through the Spirit working here in my heart, we have been made alive in Christ, and thanks to the Spirit's power to live as God's children. We have that wonderful privilege to call God Father, and in grace, He has made us heirs and co-heirs with Christ of a most glorious inheritance. Although you and I live in God's forgiving love and grace, we are still subject to the attack and temptations of the evil one. And if Paul has confessed again and again, the good that I would, I do not, but the evil that I don't want to do, that I do. And so each day of our life, we are very deeply in need of God's constant, ongoing, forgiving grace. And so this morning, we will approach the Lord's table. And as we do so, we are to be too conscious of our ever-present need for true penitence and faith in God's forgiving grace and love. We come with very grateful hearts, thankful to God for His indescribable love for us. As we look at the words of our lesson this morning, we note that these are courtroom words. Our lesson takes us to the courtroom of God. And Paul asks the question, as we put it in our modern parlance, who will come forward to prosecute those who live in God's forgiving grace? Because of that Christ's all-atoning work, God has acquitted us as we stand before Him, clothed in Christ's blood and righteousness. And Paul also stresses that Christ our Redeemer is our defense attorney. He intercedes for us on our behalf constantly. The callous are very conscious of the fact that the evil one is constantly determined in some way or the other to cause us to fall into sin and to keep on falling, to fall away completely from the grace of God. In the vocabulary of modern warfare, we would say that he hurls all his firepower against us. But to those who trust totally and completely in Christ and his all-atoning sacrifice, all of Satan's efforts are of no avail. Right victory is our victory. That trust which the Holy Spirit has worked and keeps on working within us in Jesus as our Savior and Lord assures us of an abiding victory. As we turn to another one of Paul's great chapters, 1 Corinthians 15, he speaks to us of that victory which is ours. He says, sin gives death its sin, and the law gives sin its power, but thank God that He gives us the victory to our Lord Jesus Christ. So in a very succinct way, he summarizes again what he says so beautifully in the closing verses of our lesson this morning, that through Christ we are more than conquerors to Him who loved us. But going back to 1 Corinthians 15, Paul doesn't end the chapter of saying, He gives us the victory to our Lord Jesus Christ. But he attends a verse which is so frequently forgotten. Paul adds, and he adds it with a therefore. Therefore, he says, stand firm as a Christian, let nothing leave you. Always keep on doing a great work for the Lord, since you know in the Lord your hard work is not in vain. He says that we may live with. Therefore, 1 Corinthians 15:58, through the power of God's Spirit, working in your heart and mind through the Word and the Sacrament. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.